I was born. Nurses all got around. They gazed at a white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. Break a thousand more now, baby, before I'm through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. And I'm here to tell you, honey,
that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. So I mentioned Benny Johnson. I think he's a great guy. Does a really good Boy Scout straight coverage of America trying to save the country. And he's not a troublemaker. He doesn't do stunts for publicity. He doesn't create infighting. But he came out, the full interview I posted, reposted on X, a few breakdown, that it is the Israel lobby trying to take over the country. And he's not anti-Israel, but he's anti any group trying to take over. They see the power vacuum in America. Democrats falling apart. And he said that Netanyahu, but also Zelensky's been lying about stuff and giving fake information to the White House, should be banned. Meanwhile, MAGA influencers are salivating over jailing each other. It's the neocons for months saying, we're all Qatari agents, arrest us. And now they're attacking Benny Johnson. Just, you're out of control. Okay? Benny Johnson doesn't work for Qatar, dumbass. Neither do I. I've sworn an oath publicly, not in the military, publicly to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I've been doing this for 32 years. I didn't fall off some turnip truck. You go watch something I said 30 years ago, it's the same as what I said today. In fact, that went viral. I meant to send it to you. Rex made a nice thing about me, like a little three-minute thing that's just like tens of millions of views, trended top of X yesterday, of just the consistency, you know, of me in the 90s. Only thing Rex got wrong was he said, my dad's been doing this since 97. InfoWars got registered in 97. I've been on there since April 15th, 1994. Rex was just a twinkle in my eye back then. He's been around since 2002. Let's go ahead and go to Benny Johnson. Here it is.
On behalf of other nations, certainly don't want some other nation to walk into our White House and to lie about an operation to our president. And that's what happened. That's what Israel did here. It's unforgivable as far as I'm concerned. You should never want that. If it were China doing that, Russia doing that, or if it were the UAE or Saudi Arabia walking in and lying to us, and lying to our president and then getting Americans killed, I would also be rightly furious. So it shouldn't happen anyway. I think that Bibi Netanyahu should be banned from the White House as far as I'm concerned. Along with any other world leader like that behaves in a duplicitous fashion, and Zelensky should be on.
And he goes through what Zelensky does in like a whole 30-minute thing I watched this morning, did yesterday. I called and congratulated him today. But he also gets into Israel lying about the WMDs, saying Iran was about to attack, and also saying, yeah, we agree 3 days ago, we won't hit Lebanon. And then as soon as the peace deal was done, they hit Lebanon and blew up the main Christian areas, churches, you name it. I mean, to keep us in the war. And the neocons' answer is, Benny Johnson's a foreign agent, arrest him. See, the minute you challenge the Israel lobby in any way, they come right at your throat. Well, hey, you're attacking a lot of people, bro. I didn't want to make you the center of attention. I didn't have some hard on for Israel. But if you're running around doing backflips, trying to start a fight with everybody and trying to run our lives, oh, well, you want a fight? You got one. Okay, eight-front war, pick a fight. But boy, you got a long line of people to fight now. And I'm not on the side of your mullahs. I didn't fund Hamas. I didn't create Hamas like Israel. I didn't fund them like Netanyahu. I didn't put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria like you did. I don't want to hear it from you. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add Ultra Methylene Blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade Ultra Methylene Blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAuctionStore.com to get T3, now available, and Methylene Blue at TheAuctionStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Newspapers, people really turned against you. Now if you attack the newspapers, most people go, oh, he must be a good person. So the establishment's lost that power, and they really don't know what to do. So we've had, played the clips here, leaders of the Knesset, leaders of the leader of current Israeli intelligence, all the former ones said it's insane, to their credit. We have had Mark Levin, everybody else, we played the clips, say it's time to do what we did to Japan. And then release the Mark Levin text messages where he's telling the president, do what Truman did at the end of World War II in Japan. And so when Trump came out 3 days ago and said, we will destroy your entire civilization forever, never to come back, people went, well, what does that? Nuclear weapons. Then Trump yesterday, or day before, was it night 2 days ago, 36 hours ago came out, and he said, okay, no nuclear weapons will be used, but if you don't keep the strait open, we're going to totally destroy it. Good, good. Don't do that. Don't talk about blowing up their water plants. Don't do war crimes, bro. Okay? So now we have Jonathan Pollard, who sold out so many secrets, reportedly got so many Americans put in prison, spies killed, and our assets killed. He's very unapologetic about it, very proud. Trump pardoned him at the end of his first term. And he's best buddies with the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee. And I said that right, not U.S. ambassador to Israel, the other way around, Israel ambassador to U.S. So he even went on a pro-war, pro-Israeli show and said, we need to use nuclear weapons. We can't have that not on the table. We got to have the Japan option there. So this is being pushed. Now, we're not in 1945. We haven't just won World War II in Europe. No one knew what atomic bombs were then. That was a message to Russia. That's why they did it. Japan already tried to unconditionally surrender 5 days before. The emperor, they were going to give up. The emperor was ready to give up. Because MacArthur said, when I get there, we have to lose hundreds of thousands of troops taking your country. Because they had it all surrounded, taking all those islands, and were bombing it and firebomb it to the ground. Their houses are built out of wood, balsa wood, and paper. Because earthquakes. He said, I'm going to hang your ass. So he was ready to give up, but they said, hold off, MacArthur. We're going to drop two bombs on them to show the Russians. Killed 100,000 people just in one of the bombings, 50,000 in the other. But it was already just burned down already from firebombing in the country. Thousands of attacks a day for months. You nuke Iran now, we are a pariah. We are a rogue state. Then there's all the fallout. And in many actuaries, Pakistan and India go to war, and China. And it kills the economy. It's wrong to kill all those people we're trying to liberate. But here's Pollard, this super creepy dude, this enemy of America, this buddy of Mark Levin and secret meetings with the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee. It's truly reckless and truly disgusting. then we say, hey, don't hit them with nukes when they're all saying it. We're crazy. Nobody's planning nukes. Kind of like, oh, we're crazy 40-something days ago. They're going to want ground troops. And, of course, they want that now. We know the threat escalation ladder. So here is Jonathan Pollard or Mark Jonathan Pollard Levin. Here he is.
I want to make it very clear. Jonathan, I want to make something very clear here, and it's not my opinion, but if I'm correct, what you're advocating is that you're advocating is the only solution here, and I hate the word solution, but the only answer to the end of this war and to what is going on given what we're dealing with is to attack with nuclear capabilities, to attack nuclear bombs on the Iranian regime, to raise an army outside of Tehran, so a targeted nuclear blast, to take Hezbollah, to take Lebanon further than we've ever taken it before, and to establish a formal border, and to completely take out the Houthis by any means necessary and destroy them completely. And that is your position.
Israel, it's 1939, and the state of Israel has been in existence since 1920. And we inherited the entire Balfour, the mandate from Balfour. We are a strong country. We've taken in millions of Jews from Eastern Europe in particular. And unknown to a lot of people, we've actually developed nuclear weapons. We haven't developed the aircraft or the missiles to deliver them, but we have nuclear weapons. And in a cabinet meeting, the final solution of the Nazis was discussed. And the fact that if they developed nuclear weapons, which they were pursuing at the time, were on the menu, so to speak. And the issue was, do we hit them first? Knowing full well that a lot of innocent Germans, including a fair number of Jews who haven't gotten out yet, are going to die. And the decision of the cabinet was to hit them first.
So this is the argument. Oh, we're being attacked by Hitler in the year 2026. So Hitler is Iran, so we have to do it. But you're the one committing the mass war crime. But you're the good guy, so it's okay. Here he is continuing the interview where he says, I want to do it. And the host says, I can't support that. Here it is.
Put Iran back into the Stone Age.
How? How would they do that? What are you suggesting?
Well, I've written quite a bit openly here about what we should do. The first thing is an electromagnetic pulse strike across Iran.
What about the people of Iran? I mean, it's not like, I think this differs from Gaza, if you will. Yes, the Iranian regime is completely responsible as the key main sponsor of terror. They are responsible for every terrorist event, as far as I'm concerned, that's happened. They are directly responsible for Gaza. They are responsible for the Houthis. They are responsible for Hezbollah. And they are responsible for the protests that are in 100%. The streets of America. But
and
the
Canada.
People and Yeah. Don't even get me started. Jonathan.
I have brothers-in-law, Esther's brothers, that keep me very well apprised of the insanity that's going
insanity
on in Canada.
Insanity is right. That's not even a word. I don't even know what word I could use, but we can talk about that. Let's talk. But I want to ask you.
No, wait. You just raised a very, very important question. And we should spend at least a minute discussing
it. Sure. I want to know about the Iranian people. The Iranian people in this instance, I don't believe that they are synonymous with the Iranian regime. And what I'm worried about, what makes complex over here, in this military action is that I don't believe we can afford the decimation of the civilian. Why should they pay? We should be effecting change.
And you know what? The IRGC knows that as well. Now, if the enemy understands that there are limits past which we will not go, they've won.
So you think it's cause rationale for another Japanese response?
Yeah. There were a lot of innocent Germans and Japanese killed during the Second World War. Why? Because the death of their respective regimes was more important to the future of the free world than it was their lives.
Jonathan, I've got a real moral problem with this, and it's okay. It's okay. I mean, we can disagree, but I have to tell you that I have a real moral problem. I don't think we can ever go there again. Personally, I don't think we can ever go there again. And I think, especially in this case, the Iranian people deserve our support. They deserve our protection, and we have to find another way.
So Jonathan Pollard and Mark Levin and the deputy head of the Knesset, all of them are indicative of the type of propaganda that Israel is putting in Trump's ear. And Trump says, tune in to Mark Levin to hear what I think. And you tune in, he says, we need to use nukes on. So I wanted to hear, I want you to hear that for yourself. Now, this is what Pakistan, who's a major nuclear power, just came out and said, their ambassador for Israel messing up the peace deal. And Israel responded back, Israel views very gravely these blatant anti-Semitic blood libels from a government claiming to mediate peace, claiming the Jewish state cancerous, effectively calling for its annihilation. Israel defend itself against terrorists who vow its destruction. Here's the bottom line. Israel's worried about Iran getting a nuke and delivery systems. And Iran has said we can build one in a week. They have it. That's why they, quote, want the dust, as I've been telling you for years. They have the material to make it, but not the delivery systems. But look, here's the official government spokesperson of Pakistan. Israel is evil and a curse on humanity, for humanity. While peace talks are underway in Islamabad, genocide is being committed in Lebanon. Innocent civilians are being killed by Israel. First Gaza and Iran and now Lebanon. Bloodletting continues unabated. I hope and pray people who created it, they go on, stop. And then it goes on with them threatening Israel with action. And Israel's been threatened last year, back in June, when this Midnight Hammer stuff was going on. In the 8-day war or whatever, 11-day war, whatever the hell it was, that we might just join Iran in a war against you. So this is how crazy all this is. And that's in the war games that Pakistan gets involved for sure with nukes if Iran is nuked. But Trump says he's preparing the military if talks fail, proclaims Iran has no cards as Tehran demands end of IDF attacks on Lebanon. Meanwhile, was this a false flag by Sam Altman to play victim? Firebomb was thrown at Sam Altman's mega mansion in terrifying Molotov cocktail attack. The OpenAI CEO's home in San Francisco was the target of an attack in the early hours of the morning. And maybe it was real. But we have to look at that. Okay. Now, most people would imagine today, if you tune into my show, with Trump viciously attacking me yesterday with a bunch of baseless garbage, that I would just be spending all day attacking him and just creating all the controversial statements I could to just stay in the news. I don't care about getting in the news over some stupid quibble. Again, I have opened up my Google news alerts when your name's mentioned, and there's been 36,000 articles in one day about me. Remember all that? Again, APs in 25,000, 30,000 publications. So when it hits, it'll say, you know, 25,000. Just one AP article will be that. It's like every day, 10,000, 20,000, 18,000. Some days, 36,000. Every nightly news show. Remember, I'm the devil. I'm hurting families of dead kids. All that garbage. There were 300 plus million with off of charity saying I was victimizing the parent. I did none of it. No one pissed on their graves. No one came to their houses. No one did anything. It was just all made up. But they would say he's the Sandy Hook guy peeing on graves. Trump runs him. It was to get Trump. So he comes out, as Mark Levin's already done. That's why I think Mark Levin wrote it. It's word for what Mark's said in the last few months. This guy was terrorized the families of dead kids in Sandy Hook. He deserves to be off the air. He's a bankrupt deadbeat. And then I was reading him saying that last week, even a few days ago. I read this thing. It's Mark Levin, who's the main writer for Sean Hannity, and he writes a bunch of stuff for Trump. He's basically a speechwriter. He's on a terrorism task force for Trump. It's not about me defending myself. It's like this was the Paul Weiss law firm that sued Trump that ran all this. This is the Democrat Party trying to get me off air and trying to demonize me to hurt Trump. And Trump picks up their weapon system, their propaganda, and uses it against me. It's not the issue that he even attacked me. That's a side issue. It's that he is literally pushing Democrat Party talking points via Mark Levin. And we know it's Mark Levin because it's word for word. I mean, I knew it when I saw it yesterday. But I'm not going to go ape and just start attacking Trump here. Now, I don't think having Roger on saying nice things about him is going to make him be nice to me. I'm not like, oh, please don't hurt me. For me personally, it's good to break away from Trump because he's never helped me any of that. But because he was better for the country than Democrats, I just took it. But just like I didn't care about all the attacks, I don't care about CNN playing clips of me and MSNBC. And all. What does that do? Nothing. They have tiny audiences. I hate being associated with them. But I have to tell the truth. So, you know, when you've had 20 million views on YouTube and everywhere else and tens of billions on Facebook and you've been syndicated since you were 25 years old, I mean, it's like I am not trying to become famous. I'm not trying to get bigger. I'm trying to save the country and the world, because if Trump's recovery goes under, which the Strait of Hormuz is doing, we go into bankruptcy and the dollar loses its hegemony and I am seriously understanding the dangerous history we're a part of right now and the dangerous time we're in. Don't have a normalcy bias about this. We're all in grave danger. But this morning, I had made the decision while I was lifting weights. So you get blood pumping, your brain's really working well. And hit the weights, do some aerobic moves. That's the workout we're doing this morning. I was pouring sweat. Nice 80-minute workout. And I said, I'm just going to scorch earth Trump to get him back on track. Only way to do it is to go after him viciously. Because, I mean, look, the Democrats are infinitely more corrupt than him, and he wasn't really corrupt the first term. The insider trading now, all the kids of the cabinet officials, it is just robbery town. And I'm like, am I going to just sit here and wait for Todd Blanche to indict me for something? Am I going to just sit here and wait for Trump to attack me? But I'm like, well, I need him to get back on track. I need him to turn things around. But I'm also sitting here like, I'm not your average bear. Like, I know a lot. And I know right where to hit everything. And you're like, well, you have a responsibility to do that. Yeah, but it's like paltry compared to the big picture. It's and I've mentioned a lot of it. But I don't want to overthink it. But I'm just telling Trump something right now. The globalists sued my family, who wasn't even involved with me, and bankrupted them. I could take me being attacked. I've been through a lot of stuff. And if I see any inkling, with Mark Levin, everybody talking about me being deplatformed again, and you're calling for everybody's arrest, if I see any of that, and it's not like I'm saying this so they leave me alone. I'm on the verge of it, but there's so much, the Democrats are so much worse that I don't want to make my full-time show a war against Trump. And if you try to rub it in, I just at that point, I don't care anymore. So if you think I've been coming after you, if you think that I'm trying to get clicks by attacking you so the Democrats that don't buy anything from me and don't like me want to put me in jail. If you think I've been on your ass, say one more thing. One more thing out of your mouth. And Laura Loomer, send him this, okay? One more thing. when I've gone through hell backing your ass because you were the lesser two evils, then I'm going to show you how the cow ate the cabbage. Do one more thing. You should be kissing my ass and rub it in. Okay. I'm a Christian, but I ain't Christ-like, okay? And I hate the Democrats. I hate the left. I hate the WEF. I hate the globalists so much that I've sat here and put up with crap. You not defending me. You letting Todd Blanche kill the investigations and what the DOJ and CIA did to me and my family. And I just said, Tyro, don't really talk about it. I'll take it for the greater good. But there's only so far that I can take it. Go ahead. Say one more thing about me. Go ahead and attack me one more time. Do it. And you'll find out. Because I know where to hit you. Leave me alone. I don't want to be at your Mar-a-Lago, your tuxedos, bunch of parrots posing. I'm not looking for government contracts. I've never asked for anything. Ed Martin contacted me and said, incredible evidence of the government attacking you. They had all the proof. The DOJ funding the lawsuits, rigging it all, and he's a great guy. And then Todd Blanche kills it and then calls me a kook and says I don't deserve to have my rights defended. And I'm in civil rights lawsuits. You know, that's fine. I didn't blame Trump. I just said, okay, I'll take it. But I will not take any more of your crap. I have taken your betrayals, your narcissism, the open kleptocratic insider trading that is just wholesaling your administration. I've mentioned it, but said, yeah, it's just par for the course now. But I'm not looking for a fight, but if you want one, you came to the right place. So I'm like a rattlesnake. They're not a really aggressive snake. Water moccasins come after you and bite you. Cobras come after you. I'm like, rattlesnakes trying to get away. I'm like, hey, leave me alone. Hey, please don't step on me. God, that really hurts. Please stop. Oh, your daddy's over here. Let me step on your mommy. Let me step on your kids. And I'm just like, all right. I'm like Darth Vader looking at Emperor Palpatine, looking like Skywalker. I'm like, all right. I'm going to politically throw you down the reactor shaft in 2 seconds. And just, hey, does Alex Jones bluff? No, I don't. You think I'm intimidated by you, Trump, the president of the United States? Think I'm intimidated by your hit teams, all the rest of it? Whatever, man. You got God to deal with. I want to focus on the midterms of the Democrats. I want to promote what's good you're doing. And I want to be left alone. But if you let Laura Loomer and that Israeli operative sit there and chew on me like I'm some chew toy, I'm done. Because you're an idiot. 2 inches. 2 inches. You think I've been attacking you for years? Buddy, I've been trying to defend you for years. So, I'm going to tell you one more time. Do not cross that line. Leave me alone. You ought to kiss. Jones would be on my side if I talked to him. I haven't tried to talk to you. I don't even return your phone calls, Trump. You know that. I didn't take your invites. I don't want to be around what you're involved in, buddy. Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to thealexjonesstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding, eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense. Advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick.
Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hold nothing back. Show them what real power looks like. Drop the nuke, my king. Commit ground troops. Now is the time.
You have betrayed your own oath. You spoke of peace, yet now you lead them to war. The people who stood behind you now stand abandoned. This I will not allow.
Yes, my king, yes, let the unhinged tweets flow on X.
You must break your spell of foreign influence.
Well, way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about, fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber. dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop them, shut them up, or silence them, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you know, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They, got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now, this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers and Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
All right, yesterday's show was so powerful. We had Jesse Beltran. Matthew Hazen is going to come in today. I wanted to have him in, but we got so busy with Edward Zoll, the maker and producer, died suddenly. And just when you were on 4 months ago, and 3 months ago, all these CIA documents got declassified. We didn't have time to go over them, about mind control, about nanotech. It's all coming out. It's crazy. The patents, everything. And then we're so simpatico that I hadn't talked to you yet today because I've been busy on air. You guys got here like an hour ago. I was going to get into, do you think they're mind-controlling Trump? And I said, what do you want to hit first? Like 3 minutes ago when you were sitting down, you said, let's look at mind control, because obviously the cutting edge of this is targeting world leaders, and that's in the documents as well. And so it's so crazy. They don't need to put microchips in you or do Chinese-style brainwashing like the original Manchurian candidate with blue eyes, the great crooner Frank Sinatra. They remade it in the early 2000s. The Manchurian candidate with Denzel Washington, excellent film, where you have this vice president that's chipped. But then you have all these admissions and these patents that they're doing it. So it's just crazy. Now we have new emails that people ferreted out of the 3 million plus in the Epstein files. It's made it very hard to search. You only search 10 at a time. People are still finding more. And here's Bill Gates. We'll get to this, saying we need to kill the dumb people, kill the poor people, which is exactly what you were saying yesterday. And we do know the poll is shifting. That's not made up. That's not like some 2012 Mayan calendar crap. This is real. And scientists know when those happens, big extinction events. So this is insane. And you've got Died Suddenly 2 coming out with this huge MI6 whistleblower, other famous top scientists warning about all this stuff. It's so much to hit. We got to start doing shows all like once a week at least, and maybe do some commercial-free podcasts. Even if you're flying out today, but I'm doing a special show tomorrow. Maybe you guys pop in then, because I really feel, Jesse, we need to get this in. And Matthew Hazen's a great guy. I want to get him on. I appreciate him staying in town to come on today. He's coming up in about 45 minutes, we're right around that. But just obviously, you guys were here. You're on Harrison when the news breaks of Trump attacking me, literally just doing whatever Israel First says, just in general about his behavior, and it's changed so much in just the last 8 months. It's famous to poison kings and presidents and prime ministers, but Woodrow Wilson, they didn't kill him. He had a stroke after it. But there's a lot of evidence of that. So we should talk about that just with electromagnetic frequencies, period, even without the conductors they put in us. So there's so much to hit. But I wanted to play, just to remind you of this in popular culture, a trailer from whatever year it came out, 2004. I can't remember. Just look up. This is Manchurian candidate with Denzel Washington. Here it is.
When I sleep, I dream. I don't want to dream.
Ah. Something happened out there in the desert that night during that mission, and it's not what we thought it was, and it happened on my watch.
We've been down this road with you before, yes?
No, no, sir. Not this road.
Congressman Shaw!
You ever dream about Kuwait?
Captain Marco!
How much do you actually know about your friend?
I served under him. He was a good man.
That's what the neighbors always say about serial killers.
Somebody put an implant inside me. I got a good feeling they put one in you, too.
You need to get help, Ben.
I'm not crazy, Shaw.
Raymond, this is J.B. Johnston of Manchurian Global.
We're strong supporters.
At a flick of a switch, we can adjust character, change personality.
These are not supposed to exist.
Raymond Prentice Shaw. Listen.
This is a coup. This is rich people funding bad science to put a sleeper in the White House.
Among the shareholders in Manchurian Global, you would find former presidents, supposed kings.
Yeah, I get it. They're big. They're huge.
And you bring me rumors and conjecture.
I started with nightmares. Rumors, conjectures, that's a giant leap forward.
Somebody got into our heads.
Neurons got exposed and circuits got rewired.
I think you should leave.
What are you doing?
I gotta find out what's gonna happen, where it's gonna happen.
He's delusional.
So watch where you're going!
You swore to me that this was fail-safe. No leaks, no glitches. I will do whatever is necessary to protect my son.
We're gonna stop this and take them out.
Well, one of the weapons they use, they just try to make you feel like you're insane.
Yeah.
It's a gas.
Meanwhile, it's all the patents. It's all happening. They've been since the COVID shots. Mental illness exploded.
Hello, Captain. Do you remember me?
I don't know where to start. Let's just start with General Trump, the change in the last 8 months, his physical demeanor, his personality, the people all around him. A lot of it's cultural. It's brainwashing. It's his age. It's sleep deprivation. I was told 8 years ago they were putting stuff in his Diet Coke. He responded and actually started getting it shipped in separately. That's why he never hardly eats anything. He has everything brought in randomly. So this is a real thing going on. But just Jesse Beltran and Edward Zoll, the producer who died suddenly, so much to cover, so many angles, so many places to go here. But just in general, what do you make of Trump and his current behavior?
Well, you know, just watching this and thinking about what our MI6 whistleblower told us about the systems that they're imposing on all the agents.
Confirmed MI6. Yeah.
Confirmed, yeah. And he talked about the capability of technology is very intrusive because it can read your thoughts. Two-way communication, synthetic telepathy. And then I think back about Dr. Guido Bachelet, who was in Israel when he gave that TEDMED talk, and he talks about the nanobots that he just brought to the stage from his lab at the university and saying that there are basically a trillion robots in that syringe. And then he signs into agreement with Pfizer in 2015. So if you start to connect the dots, it's very plausible that President Trump could be mind controlled if he has this technology.
Let's be clear. You were saying this 4 months ago here and years ago, but now they'd be classified artichoke and others admitting we're a crystal structure, put things in us, liquid nanoparticles 40, 50 years ago. So this is, why is it all coming out now?
And that's a good question.
What could be providence? Could be the Holy Spirit. I mean, the fact of the matter is, as you've been covering for years, it's nothing new for a foreign intelligence service to try to influence the president of the United States, try to influence generals. What is new is that they ever got the capability to get inside the brain of an individual, not just plant stingray devices, which did happen between 2017 and 2019 at the White House. That was Israel. They get the chance to get in your head. They no longer have to spend money. They're going to be able to get in someone's head through this device, this technology.
Now, what people don't understand is this has been proven by Neuralink and everything else, but that's 40-year-old technology. Brains work on the same system. We're just creating machines that kind of copy that. Machines plug right into us.
Yeah, there is an AI aspect of this that they connect. And again, I'm not pointing fingers, but there is documented cases where the Israeli security teams were caught many times trying to put devices on President Trump.
Motorcade.
Yeah. And so
inside the White House and Kiriakou, who's a CIA chief guy, he said every time they came to their offices, they planted stuff.
Exactly.
He said no other agencies, no other cupboards did that.
Yeah. Why are we allowing this to happen? And you know, you look at the big scheme, what's happening all over the world. You know, Colonel Egren said, when we talk about this technology, that not only is it happening to the best of our best in the CIA, FBI, and congressional members now.
Havana syndrome.
Yeah, Havana syndrome. And what President Trump needs to understand is we've been covering civilian cases since 2010. The war is on our homeland now. And that's where we need to focus instead of being distracted, because we are being subverted from the inside out.
Well, and frankly, Alex, you said it yesterday perfectly. It's not the same President Trump. It's not even the same man. All right? We loved the president before. We loved the old Trump, the old MAGA. Whatever this is it's a complete bastardization of the man that we fought for, the man that you've basically given up everything to fight for.
Should we try to get him on Masterpiece Zeolites?
Well, I'll tell you, based on our studies and what we've been able to prove, it sure the hell would help, you know.
We'll get to that and some of the ways to mitigate this, but explaining, this is all mainline, most of this is declassified, how this stuff works. And then you have to use the 5G, the satellites, all of it. Once all this nanotech is put in you, it just basically plugs in at the cellular level. That's what you know it. It precipitates out in the main nerve ganglias. You've proven it on air with soldiers, particularly. More special operations, the more they go off. You can take random people in and say, oh, you're a soldier, you're a normal person, you know, doesn't really. Because, again, they don't even give it to you when you get a vaccine, most stuff now. It's in everything. It's in the food, the water. They're spraying it.
Yeah, that's what the MI6 whistleblower disclosed. I mean, remember, he's a PhD in chemistry, Oxford trained, educated. And for everyone to really get a good picture of this in their mind's eye, clip 2 and clip 3 of the MI6 whistleblower being scanned, and then what you see, and I don't do this only in special cases, I brought out a near-field RF detector. And for everyone to see this, you'll understand why we say it is quite plausible.
And you go into government university Faraday cages and prove it's not from outside, too.
Correct.
This is coming from them.
Yeah, you will see this point blank, and this is our MI6.
All right, well, what, clip 2 and then what?
2 and 3.
2 and 3. Play them. Here they are.
Yes. What we're seeing right now is this is the NLG detector.
100% probability silicon.
And we're looking for silicon-based harmonics.
100% probability silicon.
And what you are seeing, those detections. Now, Rafe has expressed that he had an older dental implant technology. And what you're going to see in the next clip, where we conclusively show that Rafe is completely infected with this.
Left TMJ, 100% probability silicon.
Well, that's what they told him. They said, that's old tech. You can't escape now. I'm removing that.
Correct. And so what we're detecting is the new tech on him.
Strong harmonic of silicon-based reflections.
Like every
get pause real quick and back this up 10 seconds. Make your point. Sean Johnson, Navy SEAL, a whole bunch of tours. You know, he had way more than me. He had the special ops signature, like not just from the environment getting into me, in the food, the water, but he had it like all over him. The MI6 guy, was he like special ops level or even more infected?
He was just like special ops, what we would see.
Keep going.
Every government official goes through security background checks. Every government official has to submit documentation about how they could be influenced or targeted. I think every government official, including the President of the United States, should have to go through a scan like this, especially because we know this technology isn't fictional anymore. It's very real.
And you have scans that aren't just picking up the material. You pick up the frequencies.
Correct. We can pick up the frequency, and what you're about to see here.
Yeah, well, go back and finish clip 2 first, where we had it, and then we'll go to clip 3. Go ahead.
The areas that hit 100%, you know, for whatever reason, it is indicating a strong harmonic of silicon-based reflections. Typically on the scapula area, typically on this side, when we see those, it's usually a tracker.
Okay.
So, but this is speculation right now. We can only I've talked about what the equipment is designed to do.
Yes, of course.
He was freaked out by this. So, that's why I zoomed in on the face. I was almost shooting that. He was freaked out by this.
I handled the technology side. Then we would go and seek out some medical professionals to maybe do an ultrasound in those areas, specifically the ones that came out at 100%. So on the nonlinear, on that left side, we got 100% hit for semiconductive harmonics. So this is a RF detector, and the nice thing about this particular device, it's Russian made. That's not why it's nice, but it is great quality, and it allows us to attenuate down so that we can use a near field approach. And watch what happens when we go up to that left TMJ.
There's proof positive. There is a frequency emitting from that area.
Consistent signal. This is just indicating that there is a very strong transmission.
It's like pegging it almost.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's solid.
It paused. So first you show it's picking up the silicon, then you show it's transmitting.
Correct.
Incredible. And here's the deal, guys. I've forgotten more than most people know. There are thousands of classified documents, articles going back about how they said they're implanting special ops 20 years ago. This is going on everywhere. And now they go, oh, we don't need to do that. We just put your food and water. It's everywhere. This is the revolution. This is the takeover, colonizing our bodies. Continue with the clip.
Whatever reason, we're detecting a frequency emission somewhere between 1 megahertz and I'm not even going to say what the upper end on this is. Okay. I'm going to check that right side too.
So this is the old technology. The side where he's.
This is remnants of what was there before.
And this is
watch.
Okay.
No emission out of that site.
That's pretty significant because
that would. And right where he says the chip was is there.
Correct.
And
but the NLJD will detect that because it's looking for silicon.
I know you've seen this 100 times. Back it up. People haven't seen this. Anyone here see this? Back it up 20 seconds.
Detecting a frequency emission somewhere between 1 megahertz and I'm not even going to say what the upper end on this is. Okay. I'm going to check that right side too. Again, zero. Nothing. Okay.
Yep, nothing.
That's pretty significant.
Because that would be the older one.
Yes. And the nonlinear junction detector. Regardless if something is passive or active, it's going to detect that. But whatever it's detecting on this side is not transmitting. Whatever is on that side is transmitting.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, okay. Jesse.
Yeah.
Go ahead and turn around.
So everywhere that he tested 100% for a silicon-based semiconductive harmonic, we were detecting a frequency.
And where do you find it again here?
Yeah. This one here, so you see it's zero, and the nice thing about it, again, we're going to go in the scapula area, and you're going to see we're picking up a frequency emission.
Where you predicted you'd find it, just like you found on...
They're very specific. They're
Sean
always
Johnson.
In the same area. They're always in the same area, same specific areas around the human body, and it's never random unless they've had some type of surgical procedure. We will see anomalies like that.
So is it designed, the nanotech, to migrate to a certain spot?
Yeah. What it does is these are programmed to assimilate and gravitate to high-density nerve endings around the human body. So this is why we're finding them in these specific focal areas.
So that when they also don't just receive, when they energize them, it's right into the neural pathway.
Correct. And they all are controlled by RF emissions. So
now here's an example in the classic tech world. I remember 30 years ago, it's all in the news now, China, but the U.S. does it too, so does Israel, putting takeover chips in all the electronics, but also chips, even when you're unplugged or the computer is siloed, they can energize it with a beam, turn it on, and it sends information.
Yes, and he said this is multifaceted. So not only is it a communication system, it can be a torture device, and it can become even lethal. This is what he shared with us in his interview.
So they would do it to him. Think about this. They'll do it to anyone. They'll do it to the President of the United States of America if it benefits the agenda of this intelligence organization.
And obviously, it's all compartmentalized. Do you guys know above it with the globalists what the name, the group of the name is, or some master control?
That information, we know that all of the power countries around the world, they have this technology. And what it looks like, and because of my investigative work over the last 20 years, we now know that there are people with clearances above our president. And why would our president be precluded, our leaders of the world be precluded from this type of information if it wasn't to control them, period?
Well, this is an ongoing battle. I mean, yeah. Jesse is very candid. You know, he's being very, very strategic with this, Alex, because I think, obviously, if the enemy knows that we know their frequencies, they know their thing, they know we're listening to the airwaves, okay? Yeah. And what Jesse's found, I've traveled over the world with Jesse now, Alex, and God, there's people trying to spy on them. There's people trying to do plenty of different clandestine activities against him. But I'll tell you this, just as you've been protected, Jesse's also been protected. Now, nothing, no weapon formed against us will prosper. That's what the Lord has told us. And it's the same in this case, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And but the bottom line is this is real. And our president needs to understand that you can be distracted, and this is all by design, but the real war is here. And Colonel Egren testified to that in front of Congress, in front of the Department of Homeland Security.
We got clips of that coming up. But let's remember, too, when we say God's on our side, God's working through people, evil isn't the only thing that exists. Good exists as well. There are a lot of people in government corporations that know this is going on. They're pissed off.
Absolutely.
So as this is disclosed, it's got a really, I mean, I showed you a BBC 1967 show where they admit basically they're telling you all this.
Correct. Yeah. Well, they told us in Project Artichoke when you had the declassified document, it talked about what their purpose was of doing.
Poison the food, water, and shots to control us.
Correct.
And that we're a crystal, liquid crystal they need to poison.
Correct.
Or we have psychic abilities.
Well, that's our natural God.
Which is, when we call it psychic, guys, it means we're transmitting. We are a transceiver.
Yeah. Well, Rafe says that you know, the system is a form of synthetic telepathy.
That's what they told him, right?
Yes, point blank. They wanted him to use it instead of using traditional Dropbox means or digital ways of exchanging information. And so it allows them to be more clandestine and plausible deniability there when they're in an environment with an adversary. So they cannot be, proven that they're either a spy or they're wearing a wire of some sort.
Well, Alex, you are obviously always appealing to the broader audience, like people like Elon Musk. People should care about this technology, one, because it's absolutely legal. Because they have acknowledged its existence. It could be used against the President of the United States, could be used against Elon Musk for corporate espionage or even as far as national security secret incursion. There's nothing stopping this, meaning that the worst people, the evil people in the world, are using this technology to hurt.
Absolutely. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexhillstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. We've taken the info this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over body thing, thealexhillstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.